run this before to stop our on the marker block. Every fine deep space in our pockets and heroes and heroines to be named. We introduce the highly biased program for this since the 1990s and into your slight future. Random Space Commander 1. This is Radio 11.
Life is an illusion.
Life
is simply a figment of the imagination. If this is so, then Brad and Janet are quite safe. However, the sudden departure of their host and his creation into the seclusion of his somber bridal suite had left them feeling both apprehensive and uneasy. A feeling which grew in the other game. Separate rooms.
I'm afraid so, Brad. but isn't it nice of my you? What have you done with Janet?
Fuck the shit out of her.
Why, do you think I should have? Never.
Never.
Yes, I know, but it isn't all bad, is it?
Not even half bad.
I think she really caused me boredom. So soft.
No, stop.
No, Lucy.
Oh, Janet. Janet! She wanted to see you like this. This! Like how? It's your fault. You're to blame. I thought it was the real thing.
Yes!
Admit it. You liked it, didn't you? There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
You've wasted so much time already. Janet needn't know. I won't tell her.
Well, you promise you won't tell.
On my mother's grill.
Master, Rocky has broken his chains and vanished. The new playmate is loose and somewhere in the castle grounds. Magenta has just released the dogs.
Hmm? Oh. Come in!
What's happening here? Where's Brad? Where's anybody?
Emotion, agitation or disturbance of mind, vehement or excited mental state.
It is also a powerful and irrational master. And from what Magenta and Columbia eagerly viewed on their television monitor, there seemed little doubt that Janet was indeed its slave.
Tell us about it, Janet.
Touch me. Visitor.
What does Captain Kirk say to his chief engineer?
Hey, Scotty! Dr. Everett Scott.
You know this, Earthling.
I most certainly do. He happens to be an old friend of mine.
What's your favorite fruit drink?
I see. So this wasn't simply a chance meeting. You came here.
I told you, my car broke down.
I was telling you. I know what you told me, Brent. But this Dr. Everett Scott, his name is not unknown to me.
He was a science teacher at Denton High School.
Now he works for your government, doesn't he, Brad?
He's attached to the Bureau of Investigation of that which you call UFO. Oh, isn't that right, Brad? He might be.
The intruder is entering the building, Master.
He'll probably be in the Zen room.
Not the Zen room!
Shall we inquire of him in person?
Excellent.
Would you let this woman cook your dinner?
Under the circumstances, formal dress is to be optional.
Food has always played a vital role in life's rituals. The breaking of bread, the last meal of the condemned man, and now this meal. However informal it might be, you can be sure there's been very little bonhomie.
A test.
Supremalism.
To absent friends.
To absent friends.
And Rocky. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rocky.
Everybody shoved him, a Mary Millie loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside him, son.
crossing. Maybe live more. Me in a note which reads.
What's it say? What's it say?
I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They must have carried out their evil deed.
And as he said, he grinned like a cat. He knew he was another kid. But when he threatened your life with his twist and knife,
what a god
makes you cry.
What I did.
It is, I suppose, some kind of audio vibratory physiomolecular transport device.
You mean?
Yes. It's something we ourselves have been working on for quite some time. But it seems our friend here has found a means of perfecting it. A device which is capable of breaking down solid matter and then projecting it through space and who knows, perhaps even time itself.
You mean he's gonna send us to another planet?
Planet! Schmanet! Janet! You better wise up, Janet Wise. You better wise up, build your thighs up. You better wise up.
And then she cried out.
Don't get hot and flustered. Use a bit of mustard.
You're a hot dog, but you better not try to hurt her. Frankfurter.
You're a hot dog, but you'd better not try to hurt her.
Frankfurter.
It's not easy having a good time. Even smiling makes my face ache. And my children turn on me. Rock is behaving just the way that Evie did. Do you think I made a mistake? Splitting his brain between the two of them. I am indeed grateful to both you and your brother Riffraff. You have both served your will. Loyalty such as yours shall not go unrewarded. You will discover that when the mood takes me, I can be quite generous.
I ask for nothing.
And you shall receive it in abundance. Come, we are ready for the floor show.
Decided that Brad and Janet should keep that appointment with their friend, Dr. Everett Scott. But it was to be in a situation which none of them could have possibly foreseen. And just a few hours after announcing their engagement, Brad and Janet had both tasted forbidden fruit. This in itself was proof that their host was a man of little moral and some persuasion. What further indignities were there to be seen? And what of the floor show?
Hey, floor show!
Where do you masturbate?
In an empty house.
When do you masturbate?
In the middle of the night.
The rates are cheaper.
What diabolical plan had seized Frank's crazed imagination?
They had a lot of plans to seize Frank's crazed imagination.
What in? From what had gone before, it was clear that this was to be no picnic.
What's come over me?
Draped frame as it clung to her thigh. How I started to cry. Cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Give yourself over to absolute pleasure. Swim the warm waters of sins of the flesh. Erotic nightmares beyond any measure. And sensual daydreams to treasure forever. Can't you just see?
My. shake it till the rock has gone, gone, gone. Walls in the world keep you safe from the troubling
of you. You see, when I said we were to return to Transylvania, I referred only to Magenta and myself. I'm sorry, however, if you found my words misleading, but you see, you were to remain here, in spirit anyway.
Great heavens, that's a laser.
Yes, Dr. Scott. A laser capable of emitting a beam of pure antimatter.
So's my cuts.
You mean you're going to kill him? Watch this croc.
You saw what became of Eddie. Society must be protected.
What society?
And now, Frankenfurter, your time has come. Say goodbye to all of this.
Goodbye, all of this.
And hello.
Hello.
To oblivion. To be made.
You're okay by me.
Dr. Scott, I'm sorry about your nephew.
Eddie? Yes, well, perhaps it was for the best.
Leave now, Dr. Scott, while it is still possible. We are about to beam the entire house back to the planet of transsexual. In the galaxy of Transylvania.
and crawling on the planet's face. Some insects called the human race, lost in time.
What's your favorite TV show?
And lost in space.
Mega boot ray gun went off.
Boy, I'll say the whole planet of Norcus Blem is gone, Space Commander Wax.
Oh, well, no big deal, stupid Larry. Come along. We're off. Off to the...
Ooh, yuck.
Sorry about that, Glorf. Gonna have to get these mega boots fixed. Well, off. Off to the stars.
This time, as you cannot possibly remember, unless you were a telepathic poo-hump from the planet Red, this time, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog are at their home base, the mythical home base. As we join our story, Stupid Larry is preparing to attend a space sidekick convention.
Let me see. Do I turn the glibbits left or right? I'll try right.
You just destroyed a mythical wall here in our mythical home base, Space Commander Wack. Those mega boots are defective.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Larry Stupid. These mega boots work perfectly. It's just that they're a bit unpredictable.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Don't make snap judgments just because a few things go wrong, like these mega boots, for instance. Space buddies. Space buddies.
I think you destroyed the space buddies, Space
Commander. Oh, well, no big deal. Gonna have to do something about these mega boots.
Tune in again next time.
Not yet. Stupid Larry hasn't left for the space sidekick convention yet.
Excuse me.
Well, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, my hero, the side to whom I am the loyal kick, I'm off to the space sidekick convention.
Take care, Stupid Larry, and say off to the stars to all the other space sidekicks.
Boy, I can't wait to see them all. Good old dumb Darrow, foolish Francis, ignorant Ignatz, moron the moron, Bisbo Dimwit, Art Garfunkel,
now,
all those
close
guys.
Enough.
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Well, Glorf, it's just you and me until Stupid Larry gets back. We'll just sit here by the fire from the destroyed mythical wall, and I'll read, and you can be curled up by my feet. Glorf? Glorf? Gonna have to fix these megaboots.
And now from a quarter-spun twist hot sectional sofa of a dollar-sized wallet of jellies, this is Radio 11, served justly for these days on the Monday in 5 p.m. marker stop a blotter mark. And this is Serena, that other voice of the queue, as in Aqua. This slim and finery of an afternoon finds us starting out with French Jackson, as in a sidle step up from Q and the tryst, and following gently we'll revisit a mishmash of scenic dollops of the kind in kind, a crypto story, ecosystemics, an open letter to Amazon, your open engagement towards a code-testable government, fervorment of just, a bit of karma, and a quickie on how this whole thing started out, with strawberry programming. Next up, French Jackson.
The bag carousel whirred as the carrier threw luggage up the ramp. MGA. The tag read. A thin tawny hand with a gold bracelet whiskered up the bag and threw the strap across her bosom, arching up and briskly walking towards the exit, to a cab outside. It had been 3 days from any communique from the crew, radio silence and all that. And there was just a single chatter this morning on Signal. Gazinked. Yeah, it was code. The kind that starts with agent and ends in a toffee ice cream or some such gooey nonsense. It was silly using Signal, as they were all trained telepaths. But it was good in a noisy pinch anyway. Ouch! She spun around, noisily from a pinch from behind. Aria. Great you made it. We weren't expecting you at the airport, and so early. Thanks for the wake-up call though. It was French Jackson, FR for short, and he was a medium-build character that was always about to look away when he was talking with you. It seemed as if he had a story written on the inside of his eyelids. Shy, but a good fellow to have in a brawl. And he was Arya's bodyguard for the shoot starting mid-morning. He was the nightclub type and loved his gin and tonics. Or mostly just tonics these days. Got to please the wheeze, or some such nonsense he would say out loud. Why the character assassination, Arya? I read that last paragraph and it was nonsense. This was surreal. Gu's fictional characters often gritized his work and jumped over each other's lines in real time. I mean, it was fine in his studio apartment, but this was the airport near Rio, and Q, while mildly looking it over from half a world away, felt that Arya had it right. I mean, we could have chosen a better bodyguard Yonk spec, but the series was just starting out, and the characters were only introduced 10 minutes ago. Well, enough of that, you'll do fine, father. Thank you, Arya. Well anyway, the floors are creeping up and it feels a bit like peanut butter and gelish sandwich again, what do you think? Great. I'll take the bags. I've got this one, she tucked her purse up to her side and they were off. Sunbeam headlines in the thrusts of oncoming cars found prismatic light shows coming at them like a West Portal dance club they would once frequent. The gin, back then. Woo-oo-oo-oo-oosh. Click. Rrrrrk. Knock knock. The car pulled into the slip, the house door opened, and as they walked in, ice was being crushed in an industrial blender, and more people were starting to arrive at the party. Let's see how this thing is going to get on, as FR pushed back at the crowd starting to form near the door. Ritz me. Don't be so pushy. Sorry, madam. It's not madam, it's Georgina, your pal from the show last August. You're doing thin without the gin. Good, keep it up. Well, yes. That is a thing, he loosened up. You're looking quite all righteous yourself. It's a wonder you made it up to Rio. Weren't you flittering near Berkeley in the summers? God, that was great party, wasn't it? Slim had his set down, and patting down the ladies at the door was a pleasure, except that young gal who tried to kill herself in the bathroom. Oh yes. Betty. She's fine. She's just like that. I think she was out of pills that night. Oh yes. I remember the pale blue eyes. Well anyway. I was her dealer. We all felt bad about it. Laugh. Alright, get in there. I've got to get some things out of the car, said French as he took his exit. A pause button for replay. The point. Life. Well, it is reciprocal, and it is work, but is it? A desk. Is it even work from home? Perhaps it is at will work and do the needful. Float. Move free and understand what you are giving, and what you are getting. Decentralized payments mean you don't have a boss, you have currency tied to your belt, that releases and transacts all the while you are living. Ding. Perhaps you have body sensors, or perhaps you are adept enough to transact. And remember, it's not cash. It's energy. Where do you want to go? What will happen when you get there? Is there a point in getting there, or is the journey the mission, your short travels, should they return to home, or should they bring you further out and around to where you want to be? Will you have people, and housing, and enough stuff to travel forth? These questions of what is a home, and what is life, are complex, especially for relationships that develop, or do they? I think they should, but perhaps they only occur as needed. Familiar I like, but being alone when you want is nice too. to figure, establishing contactless digital currency does not have any requirements, as the exchanges work themselves out as you travel. Blog it. Build it, sell it, be it, dream it, ship it, design, resign, unbox, and bring strawberries to a party. Heads up, display it, project it, QR scan it, pick it up, leave clues for the path, disappearing ink on sidewalks. Cyber plus human is instant and permanent in the blockchain. Divisiveness will keep your messages on path. So where does the energy come from? Food. Us. Power. Where does it go? Question it, level up, get out and build it, let them follow you, power up the power stations, leave data packets, from the future, and beacons of proximity, which are training grounds for them and you, revisit and reseed what works, from everybody, from our devices, from the blockchain messaging, and test, write the test.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, my friend. Got Mutiny Radio, got Mutiny Radio, got Mutiny Radio, my friend.
Billy Bob.